Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you see the, everybody's talking about, or, you know, they have been since he got injured, is the Warriors, are they better off without KD? And I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, you got to be kidding me. People think they're better actually without him? Like, you got to be half nuts.
I have legitimately seen people online or whatever, like, try to make the case that...
who was the MVP of the finals?
You know, they move...
The last two.
They move the ball better without him.
Is that right?
They do all... Yeah.
Except when he won the MVP of the finals?
Yeah.
That didn't count? I mean, is this guy not the most dominant player? I mean, Curry's the shooter, right? Thompson's the second best. But Durant is the purest player out there, right? He can do more than all of them. He does more than Curry, if you ask me. Without a doubt. Right? Like, I mean, he's taking it inside, outside, blocking shots, swatting, dunking, shooting threes, scoring. I mean, when doesn't this guy produce when he's on the floor? I mean, honestly, is he not their best player? Do you think Curry's better than him on the floor? Seriously, are they the same or is Durant better?
Durant's better. Durant's absolutely better because his size allows him to do anything. I mean, Curry's a great shooter. He passes the ball well. He drives well. But, you know, when he gets in that lane sometimes, he can get blocked. He's smaller than all those guys. Durant's as big or bigger than most of the guys in the lane. Just like LeBron, the way he powers through these guys, Durant's 6'10", and he can do anything he wants. You know, he's not as strong as LeBron, so you can bump him a little bit more. But still, he'll shoot over top. He'll shoot the three. He'll dribble. He'll kick. There's nothing that guy can't do.
He was averaging 34, 5, and 5, and shooting 51% like a month ago. But then they throw these numbers out there. When Klay, Draymond, Steph are on the floor without Durant, their net rating is... plus 6 in 162 minutes. With all four together, the team's net rating is plus 4.9 in 277 minutes. But you're going to tell me because of that stat that they're better off without Kevin Durant on the team? It's insanity.
Right. It's just like anything with these numbers where if you find the right number, you can twist it the way that you want. Because you're going to tell me that you're better defensively with a guy like Kevon Looney or, you know, some of these other – or Terebko on the floor instead of KD – because no, he's not a lockdown defender, but just
McKinney,
his length and the
Bell.
Way he comes to help off the ball, he makes their defense that much better because his length allows him to play, you know, these guards. You saw him in the finals last year when he was guarding LeBron. He had the 150-point game where he went off, but a lot of other times he was struggling because you had him in his face the whole time and it made it harder.
So, I don't know. I just don't. You can come up with any numbers you want. You can find stats.
Listen, I'll give you the number that matters the most. How many losses have they had in the finals with him? Zero. How many have they had with him? One. So there you go. They're undefeated with him in the finals. They lost without him, so.
And he certainly disputes it. It's been that way since I got here, he said. It's been that way since I got here. It's the Warriors and KD. I understand that, and I felt like my teammates in the organization know exactly what I've done here off and on the court to become a part of this culture, stamp my flag in this culture and this organization. I know what I bring to the team. But I also know a lot of people on the outside don't like to see us together, and I get it. It's hard to get away from that because I watch the game, and you watch the lead-up to the games, and that's all everybody's talking about. My perspective is just like I want to focus on rehab, but I also want to be a fan of my teammates. I want to enjoy my teammates from a different view. A lot of the guys sit in a chair and cheer for the rest of the guys, the starting guys, and now I get an opportunity to do the same thing. I turn the TV, and since I can't travel with the team, and I hear all this noise, as a player, I think about that. I'm just like, that's not true. That's not facts when it comes from a basketball perspective. The competitive side of me, I also like to talk basketball as well. So, you know, if you're going to say something like that, I'm going to engage in it. So it's all fun. It's all cool. But I know the real. And He said, I feel like for the last few years, everybody's taking their shots and trying to nitpick or break us down or drive a wedge in our team chemistry or our togetherness, whatever the case is. This is Curry saying this. And even this year, it's been amplified even more with Durant's free agency stuff. And nobody can say anything with it, without it getting scrutinized or criticized. Nobody can be happy when people are playing well. That's the part to me that's the most surprising. If it's KD playing well, it's like, oh, they're playing a different style, and it's not as fun to watch. Or when he's out and we're winning games, it's, oh, we're better. Are we better? More fun. But the question is, we hear it all the time, whatever the question is. So bottom line is, he's not playing in game one next Thursday. So people can keep saying, oh, they're so much better without him. They should get rid of him. Are you kidding me? And it's not going to be that way. You know what? It's his decision, not theirs. Believe me, you. He's doing whatever he wants, not what they want. Of course they want him. There's no way they don't want him. Everybody wants him on their team. That's it. That's all there is to it.
They would not want him walking out the door. They want him back.
Of course they do. They want Thompson and Durant to stay.
Keeping those four guys together
to win another one
will keep them as the dominant force in this league. What did we say all year long? Nobody's beating them.
If they keep him and Thompson, which they will, they'll keep Thompson for sure. But if they keep, you know, those core with Draymond Green and Durant, people don't realize it's painfully obvious to me that Draymond Green plays two different levels. He plays regular season level and he plays postseason level. And his postseason level is literally skyrockets over his regular season level. He takes his game to a whole new level. I mean, stratosphere level. He has triple doubles. It's like every night he has a triple double. And the guy dominates on the boards and passing the rock. It's like nothing I've ever seen, because in a regular season, he doesn't do that. He doesn't. You know, he'll give you 10, and, you know, he'll give you, you know, he's had a lot of playoff triple-doubles and all kinds of playoff success. We already know that. But in a regular season, he'll just, you know, he'll go out and go 10, 7, 3, and he's cool with it. Just go through the motions, get paid, win, right? But boy, when that postseason starts in the second week of April, that guy goes into a whole different world. I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't, like, grow a Stanley Cup beard the way that guy plays. He plays all kinds of rugged and, you know, violent, and just his defense is so spectacular in the postseason. I think, you know, defensively for me, Thompson and Green really set the mark on that team. And Iguodala as well, right? And Iggy's a huge piece of that. I think he'll be ready to go on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.